of boys that took advantage of their opportunities that were given to them today, and we had a lot of people that were been sick, unfortunately not at practice, going to family events, and I think you could see that at the start of the game, I had a way, you know, self-imposed restrictions on some of the players. Mm-hmm. You got to wait 20 minutes, you got to wait 25 minutes. Your last game ever that became their last game, and they gave away opportunities, and you know, you can't ask for those back. Part of my speech after the game was, guys, don't take anything for granted. You're going to have to work for everything that you ever deal with. If it's a job, if it's a relationship, if it's a opportunity, it's not going to give it to you. We fought gallantly. We got to overtime, something that's nothing new for us. I think that's our 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, if not 8th game that we've done extra time. You know, I meant we're strappy. We play hard. That's how I'm going to remember this year of, you know, winning 4 games in overtime in a conference. Yep. I'm going to remember this team for overachieving.
Yep.
Because realistically, you don't lose 9 varsity, you don't lose 9 starters and lose one extra game. Not win one extra game.
Yeah.
I mean, to have 18 and 17 or whatever the numbers are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great feat. These kids took advantage of stuff and did not back down. They allowed us to reload instead of rebuild. So I mean,
for a lot of programs, this would have been a down year.
I never tell kids how I feel or tell them what my assumptions are, but I thought we were going to be a few games over 500, not because we couldn't achieve it, but the laws of probability. You don't win 4 games when you're down in the last 5 minutes and win them.
Yeah.
You don't win games always on a penalty. You know, you don't win a game that was on penalty kicks. You don't win a game that's that case. We played hard. We did what we had to, and It just didn't materialize today. Yep.
We got to talk about the freshman keeper. He really performed well. Your coach said, you know, even saying, of course, he's, you know, both keepers played well, and that's
correct.
It was nice. Always interesting when you get to see a match like that.
Adrian, a goalie from West Chicago, played a very good game. He made some nice saves, pushed a few balls over. I think our goalie, Alex Deanne, a true freshman, in the sense that he's had 1 week of varsity practice. He did a lot of right things.
Yep.
Made some freshman mistakes coming out on balls that he didn't get to that almost resulted in some goals. But his performance at this week at practice, I put the best player out there with a chance to win. And you know, I mean, that's really hard when you look at somebody like Abel Diaz, who's been a starter for, you know, almost a year and a half.
Yep.
But he let a window of opportunity occur, and Alex Gian took advantage.
Yep.
I mean, I do not regret what I did. I don't regret. I think we put the best player in there for us to have a chance to win. And the goal that was scored against them at the end of the game was more of a breakdown by our defense than him giving up a goal. It's not like it went through his hands and that. I mean, he did everything right. He came out, didn't get bodied, but ball shouldn't be on the 12-yard line with a guy shooting it with no one on him.
Yeah. Talk about some of the other people that you're real happy with there, some of the other individuals that were real happy with their performances.
I was really happy with the whole defensive unit of Matt Koth and David Quinones. I think the two of those boys played really well, with the exception of a mental lapse where David, you know, threw a shove at the end of a play. He played poised. He played under control. Matt Koth played really well. I was really happy with some of the boys that had opportunities today. I think Roberto Chavez up front played well with the time he had and what he did. Danny Talatuan had the same thing. They worked really hard up front. They're not really any of the star players, but they did a good job of taking advantage of, wow, I'm starting today.
Yep.
This is my chance, my opportunity. And I wish it would have materialized into something, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, again, I know at this point you're always disappointed when a season comes to an end, that you had some successes, but it's going to be a it was a fun season. You guys, you know, certainly had some interesting moments and a lot of good things to look back on.
Correct. We have to take care of a few events in the next few days to finalize this year. But it's not something that they should hang their heads down for losing a game like this. They played very well from day one to now. A lot of them made a great commitment over the summer to get better. Unfortunately, somebody had to lose, and today was our number was up. And you play with fire, you get burned every once in a while, and you don't play 7-8 games where it's a golden goal, and you know it doesn't happen. So,
Laws
of probability were against us.
All right.